Texton, Crest Strike Agreement to Protect Kids from Excess Fluoride. Texas Border Business. Attorney General Ken Paxton has secured an agreement with Procter & Gamble Manufacturing Company, P&G, the manufacturer of Crest toothpaste, to ensure that its marketing and packaging for Crest Children's Toothpaste accurately depicts the recommended amount of fluoride toothpaste for children. When parents are teaching their kids the basic habit of brushing their teeth, they shouldn't have to worry about deceptive marketing endangering their children, said Attorney General Paxton. Misleading images that show excessive amounts of fluoride toothpaste put children's health and brain development at risk. This settlement is an important step in ensuring that large corporations like P&G no longer engage in these deceptive practices. Under the agreement, P&G will ensure that Crest Children's Toothpaste marketing and packaging clearly depict the appropriate amount of toothpaste for children. The updated packaging began rolling out on January 1, 2026, and the company will be required to maintain compliance for the next 5 years. This agreement follows Attorney General Paxton's historic settlement with Colgate, in which a similar investigation found the company was likely depicting excessive amounts of fluoride toothpaste on children's packaging. That historic settlement, which was the first of its kind, set an industry standard and prompted other children's toothpaste manufacturers to bring their marketing into compliance.